off with Shkalim Daf Yud, the beginning of the fourth parak. So the Mishnah had discussed a whole list of items that you buy with the Trumas Halishcha, with the money from the Machs HaShekel, from the Trumas Halishcha, and it talks all about the different Karbanos Sibur that would be bought, but there was Machlokas in the Mishnah. What about paying the Shomrim of the field from which you would get the grain for the Karban Omer during Shemitah? They had to guard the field to make sure people wouldn't take the only grain available to use for the Karban Omer, for the Shtei Alechem. So what about those Shomrim? Can they volunteer their work, or must they get paid in order for it to count as a carbon sibur? So the Gemara makes a chiluk between that and, let's say, an individual donating wood for a carbon, or an individual woman sewing big day kahuna and donating that, and donating the big day kahuna for her own son to use to be kosher for big day kahuna, because there's a difference, the Gemara says, between donating the actual carbon itself, which may be more problematic if it's supposed to be a carbon seaboard and it comes from a personal donation, versus donating something that's machshire carbon, like the wood that's going to help to burn the different parts, or the big day kahuna, which aid in the kohen doing the avodah, but aren't the carbon itself. Maybe that will be a little more accepting of an individual donation. When it talks about donating wood, the Gemara mentions what the Mishnah in Tainus refers to, that there were nine families that would donate the wood because they had the zchus on 9 days out of the year that they were allowed to donate the wood for that day, no matter who else wanted to do it, because when Klal Yisrael came back from Galus and they didn't have any Eitzim in the Lishcha, these nine families stepped up and they were the ones that donated at that time. So forever and ever they had the zchus of always being allowed to donate when they wanted to on those particular days, which were sort of personal Yom Tovim for those families. The Gemara then tells us Rabbi Yishmael's Shita is that the Omer and the Shtei Alechem can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael, and they can only be brought from Chadash. So the Gemara points out that based on that, the Ktsira Sa'omer is Mutar B'Shmita, because it has to be Dafka done that year. It can't be done in the year before. It has to Dafka be done from Chadash. And maybe that's why we have to pay the Shomrei Svichim, because we can't get it from anywhere outside of Eretz Yisrael. We can't just take it from Surya. We need it to come from Eretz Yisrael. So we need to pay these people in order to make sure that it gets guarded properly, that we'll be able to bring grain from Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara then raises a shaila toward the end of Amud Aleph, whether they're allowed to plant during Shemitah if they don't have any grain that's growing on its own. Can you plant in order to have the grain? So the Gemara says, well, you can have a problem if you plant, because any grain that's planted during Shemitah, you're not going to be allowed to eat. And after they take the kamitza from any carbon, so the rest is supposed to be eaten. The shirayim are supposed to be na'achalin. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there is this concept in the Gemara and Pesachim that there are carbonos that could be brought betumah, but not na'achal betumah. Sometimes you could be makrav a carbon, even if it means that the rest of the carbon is not going to get eaten. So maybe this is just another example of that type of phenomenon. And then at the end of Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses how they would pay the Shomrei Svichim. You can't just take Hekdash money and give it to them, because Hekdash money has to be mischalel on something. You have to transfer it on, the Kedusha, onto something else. So what they would do is they would borrow money from a Shulchani, they would take regular Chulin money, pay them with the Chulin money, then they would gather, these people would gather the grain, would bring it for the carbon. They'd then take the money from the Lishcha and be mechalel it on that grain. The grain would then become kadosh for the carbon, and then they'd use that money, that newly chulin money, and pay back the shulchani with that money. On Amud Beis, the Mishnah talks about what was bought with the trumas alishcha and the shiare alishcha and the moser shiare alishcha and the moser atruma, all the different items that were bought, what was made to line the kodesh hakodashim with gold plates, and what was made to pay for the streets and the towers and the watchtowers in the city of Yerushalayim. And there happens to be machlokas in the Mishnah whether the Beis HaMikdash happened to run a side business selling the Sachim, or whether that's not appropriate, that the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't run a side business. The Gemara tells us that Gimel Lashonos, that there are three times we have a piece of wool shaped like a Lashon, shaped like a tongue, and each time, for each different halacha, it has a different weight. And then the Gemara gives us a list of the people who were paid from the Trumas Halishcha. Those who would train the Kohanim in the halachas of Shechita and Kabbalah and Zrika would get paid from the Trumas Halishcha. Those who checked out Karbanos for any Mum, and some other people, Magiye Sefer Hazara, were all paid from the Trumas Halishcha. The Shnei Dayan Exelos were paid from the Trumas Halishcha. And then at the very end of the Daf, the Gemara discusses which Kalim are Ma'akiv the Karbanos, which Kalim need to be in place. The Tan Rabbi Yehuda says that Hashulchan, Vamenorah, Vamizbech, Menachos Vaparochas are Ma'akiv the Karbanos, according to Rav Meir, that you need to have all those things in place in order for the Karbanos to be brought. But the Chum disagree. They say, no, the Kiyar and the Kan are Ma'akiv. All the other Kalim don't have to be there in order for a Karban to be brought. Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with that Machlokas. We'll explain what that's all about.